This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's kind of like selling your house, but then paying rent to the buyer so you don't have to move out. There is news that Bed Bath & Beyond has announced a deal to sell half of its real estate to a private equity firm for $250 million. The deal is known as a sale leaseback because the company will turn around and then rent the same properties from the new owner. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains why this has become a popular strategy for retailers.
One thing brick-and-mortar retailers have going for them in the age of e-commerce, they're brick-and-mortar. And selling it is one way to raise cash, to pay off debts, or reinvest in the business. Barry Wolf handles such sales for brokerage firm Marcus & Millichap.
Probably over the last 5-ish years or so, we've been seeing a significant number of retailers in particular executing on sale leasebacks.
Among them, Macy's and Hudson's Bay. But whether it's worth paying rent on buildings they no longer control?
It very much depends on how that capital is used.
Retail consultant Neil Saunders with Global Data says in the past few years, Sears has sold hundreds of stores only to lease them back.
Ultimately, it meant that the business just had a more expensive cost base, reduced its overall assets, and didn't really see any benefit to the sales line. And of course, as we now know, that pushed it into bankruptcy.
Investors could hear more about Bed Bath & Beyond's strategy when it reports earnings tomorrow. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.